Today's Bible study or message is on Proverbs 6, verse 16 to 19. It says, "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community." Proverbs 6 is a good checklist that every child of God can go through every now and then just to make sure we are still on the right track. Now, the first thing on God's hate list is haughty eyes, or pride, or arrogance, or looking down on others. Now, pride is one of those things that one easily misses in one's own life. It is one of the enemy's weapons he likes to use, especially among God's children. He comes as the angel of light, and when you are not aware, you can easily fall into the trap of pride and thus give the enemy a hold on your life. Beautiful words from others and successes achieved in life can easily open the door to pride if one does not have a humble, grateful heart for every beautiful word and every success story in one's life. The Bible is very clear that pride has a devastating effect on a person's life. Proverbs 26 verse 12 says, "Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them." Isaiah 2 verse 12 says, "The Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that is exalted, and they will be humbled." James 4 verse 10, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Isaiah 13 verse 11, "I will punish the world for its evil, the wicked for their sins. I will put an end to the arrogance of the haughty, and will humble the pride of the ruthless." When we study God's word, we can see what God's heart is concerning pride. We clearly see that pride does not please God at all, and therefore pride is listed in Proverbs 6 as one of the things that God hates. God hates pride because it was pride and rebellion that were the characteristics of Satan himself before he was cast out of heaven. So where there is pride, one must know the enemy is at work, and therefore pride must be confessed as a sin. Forgiveness must be sought so that the door of pride through which the enemy works can be closed in order to walk a path of recovery and sanctification with God. Now, the next thing that God hates is a lying tongue. There is no such thing as a small sin and a big sin. Sin is sin because God does not forgive more or less according to the degree of our sin. In the same way, there can be no such thing as a big lie or a small lie. We sugarcoat these lies as little lies by calling them white lies. The fact of the matter is that a lie is a lie according to God's word, and we really must be careful not to fall into this pitfall. God says in Proverbs 6, he hates a lying tongue. Proverbs 12 verse 22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." Proverbs 17 verse 7, "Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler." Proverbs 4 verse 24, "Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips." John 8 verse 44, "You belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Here we can clearly see that the enemy is the father of lies. Lies are another characteristic of the enemy because the origin of lies is from the enemy himself, and therefore God hates it when we tell lies, big or small. God is against a lying tongue because he knows that lies will bind us. The enemy wants to bind us in the spirit and keep us bound in chains of slavery here on earth. Jesus died for us so that we no longer have to live a life of captivity. Luke 4 verse 18 says that Jesus came to set the captives free. But when we act against the will of God and tell lies, for example, then we end up in a position of captivity again, bound by the enemy in sin. John 8 verse 32 says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the truth sets us free, we must realize that the lie will bind us, and therefore God hates it when we tell lies, no matter if it is a white lie. A lie is a lie, unfortunately. Now the third thing on God's hate list is bloodshed. We live in a country where we are confronted with murder and death every day. Our country is a country with some of the highest crime statistics in the world. It feels to us often like nothing will ever change because nobody really acts or do anything about the crime in our country. Even the police struggle to fight against crime. We feel that criminals often get away with their crimes, but this is not true. Every person who sheds blood will one day have to stand before God and explain. Then everyone will be judged by God according to their deeds. Maybe we feel that they often literally get away with murder here on earth, but no matter what happens here on earth, the fact remains that every person will be judged by God one day. And the Bible says that it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10 verse 31 says, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Isaiah 26 verse 21 says, see, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the blood shed on it. The earth will conceal its slain no longer. God hates innocent bloodshed, and he will not let it go unpunished. Through Jesus' crucifixion, he opened a way for us to confess our sins and to receive forgiveness. The murderer who hung next to Jesus received forgiveness for his sin when he acknowledged that he deserved this punishment of crucifixion for all his crimes. Any criminal who truly repents and accepts Jesus will receive forgiveness from God, but will often still feel the consequences of their actions. The forgiveness they receive will not take their punishment away here on earth. God teaches us in his word that our actions have consequences. God can give them eternal life through his forgiveness, but they will still have to receive punishment here on earth in a prison cell, for example. Now, the fourth thing that God hates on this list is wicked plans of the enemy. Now, God sees every wicked plan of the enemy. Things that are done in secret are not hidden from God. You might think that no one will find out if you steal money from your boss's petty cash every month, for example, but God sees it. Planning something to get someone else in trouble or putting the blame on an innocent person, this is wicked plans, and God sees it, and God says he hates it. People who blackmail others, bully them, step on them to get to the top, or emotionally abuse them are people who are busy with wicked plans of the enemy because they are planning evil and destruction against others, and God says that he hates it. Even when we say or do things behind people's back, for example, gossip, then we are busy with wicked plans of the enemy. We must be careful that we do not get entangled in this net of wicked plans of the enemy. We can easily not realize that we are busy with wicked plans when we put the blame on others or put them in a bad light in order to get ourselves out of a predicament. God will always look at the motive of our hearts. Things that happen in the dark, which you cannot do in the light, are wicked plans of the enemy. A good test to determine if you are busy with a wicked plan of the enemy is to ask yourself, if Jesus were standing here next to me, will I still say or do this? Wicked plans of the enemy can be many things. We need to be vigilant about not justifying ourselves to things God actually hates. Psalm 28 verse 3 says, do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Micha 2 verse 1 says, "Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light they carry it out because it is in their power to do it." Proverbs 4 verse 25 to 27, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." Now the fifth thing that God hates is feet that are quick to rush into evil. It is about right and wrong, good and evil, and what we choose. Sometimes it is difficult to turn our backs on the things of the world. These things are the temptations that the enemy uses against us. Now many pleasures of the world are wrong in God's eyes. We must choose not to participate in the things that are not pleasing to God. Drunkenness, for example, is a pleasure of the world that God forbids in His Word. We must be careful that we do not have feet that rush into evil. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says that we must take captive our thoughts to the obedience of God alone. When we are drunk, for example, we cannot take our thoughts captive. On the contrary, when someone is drunk, they usually say and do things that they often regret and are ashamed of the next day. This is not God's will for our lives. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says that we must be sober and vigilant, for the enemy walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. God wants us to work on this spiritual fruit. When we don't take our thoughts captive, then we will also not be able to control our actions and words, and then the enemy can easily come into our lives to steal, kill, and destroy. It is not always easy to be a friend of God and the enemy of this world. James 4 verse 4 teaches us this. Look at the following scripture. God lists things here that He describes as evil, and we must have nothing to do with these things. Galatians 5 verse 20 to 21. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. The other scripture is 1 Corinthians 6 verse 10. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. We must have feet that hasten to righteousness and not to unrighteousness. We must be Jesus' hands and feet in a lost world, and we must shine His light in a dark world. Now the sixth thing that God hates is a false testimony. False witness ties in with a lying tongue that we talked about earlier. Our word should be our honor. Now often people convince themselves that their lie is their truth. And the more they convince themselves, the more they start believing their own lie without even blinking or blushing. The Bible says that if we believe the lie long enough, then God will allow the lie to become our truth. He basically hands us over to the lie because we choose to believe the lie more than the truth. And for this reason, our lie will become our truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11 to 12 says, "For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness." Even when one is deceived into believing that their lie is a truth, they must realize that it is still a lie in God's eyes. And if the lie is proclaimed as a truth, they are busy giving false testimony. God says He hates false testimonies. You cannot go to court, put your hand on the Bible and promise to tell the truth and then speak false testimony. God hates this and will not let it go unpunished. Proverbs 19 verse 5 says, "A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will not go free." Exodus 23 verse 1 says, do not speak false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Exodus 23 verse 2 says, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. Now, the last thing that God hates is conflict and division. In Proverbs 6, we see that 3 out of the 7 things in this list have to do with what we say. We are quick to agree that murder and stealing are very wrong, but we often miss that what comes out of our mouths is just as wrong as murder and stealing. 1 John 3 verse 15 says, anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. Being angry or bitter towards people is just as bad as committing murder. Conflict and division cause disagreement, quarrel, and strife between people. All of the above are things that we do with our words. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and everyone who likes to use it will eat the fruit of it. We can often cause a quarrel or a disagreement between people because of our words that we use. We often do this by gossiping, because when we discuss people with other people, then people tend to have a feeling of resentment towards the person that is being discussed. And this is wrong, because that person is not present to defend themselves and to tell their side of the story. Gossiping is very wrong, because we are causing other people to have feelings of resentment towards others, causing division and strife. God says he hates division, because the one who gossips influences other people to take part in the gossip story, creating a specific picture of someone and getting a preconceived idea of someone without that person being present to defend himself. And this is judgment, and we may not judge. So what basically happens is that with division, one person's actions influence a lot of other people to do wrong. The Bible says that the tongue is like a fire that infects the whole body. So look what says James 3 verse 6 for us. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. But let us take a quick look at what God's word teaches us about division and conflict. Romans 16 verse 17 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them. Proverbs 11 verse 13, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Proverbs 26 verse 20, without wood a fire goes out, without a gossip a quarrel dies down. In Proverbs 6 verse 16 to 19, we get a short list of things that God hates. And I think after today's message, we all realize that we are often guilty of some of these things that are listed, especially the words that we speak. It is not always easy or nice to be reminded of things that we do wrong. Of course, nobody likes this. But it is necessary that we take stock of our lives and do some introspection from time to time to make sure that we are still okay with God. So today's message was a hard and uncomfortable message, but we cannot always only receive feel-good messages. The reality is that there is right and wrong, and we must know wrong to choose right in life. And for this reason, it is very important to talk about some of the more difficult topics in God's word. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you further in the truth of God's word. May every word that was spoken here today be seed that is sown in good soil in your lives. And may we all remember Proverbs 6. I bless you. May you have a wonderful day further. And may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be with you. This message was brought to you by Femke Malan. Thank you.